On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls, time for an episode of what we call 6 and 30, where we play 30 seconds of 6 different songs. So it's actually 5 seconds per song. And Mark, in this one, you're just going to need to give me the name of the band.
Okay, name of the band. And is there a theme running through this one?
There is a theme. The theme for this one is they are all Black Sabbath cover songs.
Oh, all Black Sabbath cover songs by different artists.
Yep. So you don't need to give me the name of the song. It's going to be obvious because these are all major Black Sabbath hits, both with Dio and Ozzy.
Okay.
There's no Ian songs in there.
And if I say Sabbath for every answer, I'm wrong.
Yeah, you will be 0 for 6.
Okay. All right. So covers of Black Sabbath songs. All right. Let's play along at home together. If you need a pen and paper, I'll wait for a second. Okay, you got your pen, got your paper, because I got mine ready to go. Protectors of the realm, captains of the helm, sail across the sea of light. Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Holy crap. I think I got maybe one.
You've heard of all these bands except for maybe one.
Wow, this is hard. I think I got the second one. So let me try this again.
You think you got the second one, huh?
I think. Let's try this
again.
So you got two versions of Neon Knights there.
Yeah, that's my favorite Sabbath song of all time. So
wow, number 4 really threw me.
Could you tell what song that was?
It's on the tip of my tongue because I wrote down the songs just to see if I knew who it was. And
yeah, that was a version of Iron Man.
Oh, wow. All right, let's go through this. Number 1 is Neon Knights, obviously. I'm going to say Yorn.
No, the it might be the same nationality though. The lead singer used to be in TNT, but this is his later band.
Oh God, the Wallflowers, not the Wallflowers, the Wildfly, Tony Harnell and the Wild something. I don't know.
The band was called Westworld.
Westworld. Okay. Missed that one.
They're freaking great. If anybody is looking for something kind of TNT-like, check out Westworld. It's great.
All right. Number two was War Pigs, and I think that's Faith No More.
That is correct.
I think
Man, I never would have gotten that. But
I think that's the only one I'm going to get.
Okay.
All right, number three is Mob Rules.
Yep.
I'm going to say Pantera.
No, you're not too far off. It's a four-piece. I don't really know much what I can tell you about this band. I'll just tell you, it was Adrenaline Mob.
Yeah, I remember. I have those albums.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They had a whole album of covers, and they're really good. But
they were a really good band, but I would have never got that in a million years.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Number four was a cover of Iron Man. I'm going to say Katy Perry.
No, not that popular.
Kelly Osbourne.
Nope, it's a band called the Cardigans.
Okay, I know the Cardigans.
There you go. Well, that was them.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did not know they did that.
Wow. All right.
Number five was Paranoid. Oh, I'm going to say Anthrax.
No, it's a newer band. Very big right now.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Closer, way closer than Anthrax.
Then Sevenfold.
Yeehaw! Yes.
How did I know?
You didn't know.
I didn't.
Yes.
And the final is a cover of Neon Nights. I'm going to say that was Andrea True Connection.
No, you already guessed this. This band previously.
Anthrax.
That is correct.
Yeah, but I only got...
All right, way to go.
I got one out of six.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be that hard, but yeah, way to go.
Wow, okay. Well, I hope you people out there did it better than I did. Wow.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I told you, when you and I were texting, I said, I have some hard ones. I was working on that.
You weren't... Wow.
I wasn't kidding.
You weren't kidding. Well, let's see if I can do better. I think mine is kind of difficult, too. But I don't know if it might be just as hard. So let's see. My theme for this 6 and 30 is bands that Glenn Hughes has been in and recorded in. So of these are bands. Just give me the band. And Glenn Hughes is obviously singing the lead on these. So let me.
Okay.
All right. And you can click it on your end there.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Okay, that's 6
wow.
and 30. All bands that Glenn Hughes has sung lead vocals in. So I'm sure the first one was pretty easy.
Yeah, I'm going to need to hear number four. I know the band. I just can't remember the name. And I love that song. One Last Soul.
Yep.
Go
play it again.
Oh, it's with that guitar player that I actually met that guitar player at the Grand one time. All right, let me play it one more time.
Jakey Lee.
No.
All right.
Wow.
6 in 30. Glenn Hughes songs. All right, you ready? What's number one?
Number one for sure is Deep Purple.
Correct.
Number two, I have no clue. I haven't even heard that song before.
Number two, he was in a band. It was a three-piece with a guy named Mike Watt, who actually produced and played guitar on the last Ozzy album. And the drummer was, I think it was Jason Bonham. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a three-piece.
Really?
It might be Jason Bonham. I'm not sure. California Breed.
I haven't even heard of that one.
That's a good album. Oh. Definitely worth checking out. You probably have that. Number.
I'll look that up.
Number
three. I've heard the song, but I can't picture where it's from.
It was after he left Deep Purple. He formed a band in the early 80s. Him and another guy.
Was that Phenomenon?
Nope, that was Hughes Thrall.
Hughes Thrall. I was thinking that was a later song.
And that was Frankie Benelli on drums. That was a song called Muscle and Blood. Killer song.
Dang it.
Number four, One Last Soul. Who is it by?
One Last Soul, Black Country Communion.
Correct.
Yep.
All right.
Number five, I thought, was Hughes Thrall.
Nope. Number five is the first band he was ever in.
Oh, jeez.
Early 70s, before he joined Deep Purple. He was in a popular band that also featured the drummer Judas Priest and a member of Whitesnake before they were in those bands.
A drummer of Judas Priest, that narrows it down to about 30 guys.
The one who went to prison.
I don't know who that band is.
Trapeze.
Oh, man. Yep.
Trapeze, yep. And the last song, number six.
I don't know why. I wrote down Gary Moore. Was he in a band with Gary Moore?
He was in a band with Gary Moore, but not that particular song. Around the same time, too, was when Glenn got kind of bloated because he was taking a lot of drugs. And he actually got booted from the tour for this band, and he got booted out of Gary Moore's touring band because of the same reason, drugs, and he was out of his mind. Glenn Hughes was the lead singer of Black Sabbath. That's a Black Sabbath song.
Oh, that's right. He was.
No Stranger to Love, which is a great ballad. Probably the only, Changes is a great ballad by Black Sabbath, but No Stranger to Love is a great ballad, too. So you only got two.
I got two.
But that doesn't matter because I only got one.
So you won
this week.
Man, these were both hard.
Yeah, they were.
If anybody got 12 out of 12.
You're a freaking genius.
You're the man. Jesus.
Because we sucked eggs on this one. Maybe the next one will be a little easier. I don't know. But
I hope so.
We'll
find out next week.
Yeah, it's still fun.
I love putting these together, so.
We should do this all the time. Somebody should pay us to be on the radio, and we'll do it every week.
This is the 6 and 30 show.
Yeah. Featuring Danny Davis in a sidekick.
Yeah. All right. Great job.
All right. See ya.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.
All right, everybody, time for another episode of Cover This, where we try to stump each other with a cover song, and sometimes it's difficult getting the name of the song, sometimes the name of the covering artist or the original artist. For this one, Mark, I think the covering artist is gonna stump you.
Oh, okay.
You'll know the song.
Hopefully it's by a band I've heard of.
Oh, you definitely, you've heard of the covering artist for sure. You'll know who it is. No question.
All right, so I'll play along at home, and let's see if we can get this together.
All right. The folks were always putting me down. Down, down. They said I came from the wrong side of town. Wrong side of town.
All right. I've definitely heard that before. Let's see. There's a video for it. The video was really funny. But that video and song kind of killed it for Twisted Sister after all that success they put that out.
That was a really bad move, I think. I mean, they didn't need to do this song.
No, they did it in the past because they actually put it out as part of a single way back before they even had an album deal. And, yeah, this was a bad move putting this out off of Come Out and Play. It's Twisted Sister, the covering band.
Yep.
The song is Leader of the Pack. Now, here's the hard part. Who the heck did this? It was a girl group, wasn't it?
Yep, four girls, two sets of sisters.
God.
Released in 1964, originally.
What letter does it start with?
S.
It's not the Supremes. It's not the Supremes.
Four girls.
It's not the Stylistics, because those are dudes.
They had a couple other hits, but this was their big one.
Yeah, I remember the song of the original. And for the life of me, I cannot remember who it is. So I don't even have a guess.
It is the Shangri-Las.
Oh. I've heard of the Shangri-Las, but I still would have never got that.
Nah, that was a tough one. I didn't think you'd get that. I never would have gotten it either. And I had to look up who it was.
And you're right. I didn't. I wonder if anybody else got that. Shangri-Las. Wow.
Somebody older than us, maybe.
Oh, definitely. Somebody in their 60s. Yeah, 70s, definitely. Not
a Shangri-Las, you stupid.
Yeah, guys. You guys smoking dope or something? I don't know. Sorry, guys. And this is the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. The Shangri-Las is not really hard rockin'
enough. Hey, Twisted Sister is. So.
Twisted Sister, absolutely. Shangri-Las, no. All right, sir. So you got me on that one. I didn't get them all. So you have to get them all for it to be right.
Yep.
I only got two.
No points on that.
No bueno. All right. And the one I got for you, you'll get the original artist and song right away, but you'll probably be surprised at who's covering it.
Okay.
And it's somebody you know.
Okay, let's go.
Dirty Deeds.
Wow.
Dirt Cheap. All right, so who is the original artist?
Well, it's definitely AC/DC, Dirty Deeds.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Who is that band?
The voice sounds kind of familiar.
I think you've seen this band live. I'm pretty sure you have. They're still around. When there was touring, they still toured pretty regular. They still put out albums. Band came out in the early 80s. They're a five-piece American
band. God, the voice sounds familiar. It sounds like he's trying to.
Yeah, he's roughing. He's roughing it up. Normally, he sounds a lot smoother. Because he's had some hits in this band singing ballads too. But he sings some rock songs too.
American Five, is it Night Ranger?
Why? It is Night Ranger.
Is it?
I did not think you would get that.
Wow.
It is Night Ranger, because I almost said, oh, it's a San Francisco band. I purposely didn't. That is Night Ranger. I think that's a Japanese bonus track off of one of their albums that came out a few years ago. But, yep, that is Night Ranger.
Yeah, you can kind of hear it in the drummers. That's the drummer singing.
I'm not sure. That might be Jack singing.
I don't think so.
It might, you know what? It could be. I'm sure if you went on YouTube, maybe they have a live video of them doing it. So I don't know. But wow, I did not think you were going to get Night Ranger.
Wow. I didn't either. When you said American Five Piece. I didn't know. But I did see them at M3 one year.
Okay, yeah, and they were great.
Oh yeah.
And they're still good.
Yeah, they played right before Tesla.
Yep. By the way, there's a lot of you're touching the mic too much.
Oh, sorry. Golly, I barely touched it. Jeez. Well, that's crazy.
You got that $1,000 mic, you know. They're very sensitive.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, great job. That was a good one.
Wow. Good job. I think I'm going to give you the whole. You got the win there. Wow. That was definitely impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a total guess, but it worked out.
Sometimes, yeah, I'll do that too. You know, you just comes out of left field. Yeah. Make sure that Dana's not whispering in the closet. It's Night Ranger.
No, I'm positive that would not happen.
Okay, just check.
She'd be like, Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond, yeah. Marie.
Wait, no, this one's Donny Osmond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, this is the Osmonds, not Donny Osmond.
Yeah. All right. On that note, don't go by any Osmonds unless it's Crazy Horses or down by the Lazy River.
Yeah, go by Night Ranger.
There you go. Back. Can't go wrong.
Check out the video of Crazy Horses. That's awesome.
By the Osmonds?
Yeah.
Oh, their stage moves?
Oh, man, it's funny. You got Donnie over there doing something on a synthesizer making that horse noise. It's awesome.
Yeah, you can tell they're definitely not playing. They're definitely lip-syncing to a track. But yeah.
Oh, my God.
Love the energy, but damn, do they look silly. And what everybody says about that video goes, God, one of the Osmonds looks like Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Oh yeah,
I don't know which one. I don't know what's Merle. I don't know their names. Like Merle Allen, or I don't know.
One of the Osmonds.
Biffy. Who knows? Skip.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Entertain yourself.
Yeah, it's funny. Go check it out.
Yeah, the Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. Go watch it now, and have a nice.
But then go listen to the Tank version of that same song.
Yep. And Pretty Maids does it too.
Nice.
I think Lawnmower Death covers that song. Okay, all right.
So, I did not know that band, but okay.
Yeah, it's one of those bands you know.
Oh, no.
No, it's something that we don't listen to, but yeah, if a band's name is Lawnmower Death, you know they're kind of heavy. So
yeah. And on that note,
goodbye. Thanks. Crazy Horses.
Wow.